In the molecular business, everybody gets paid the same. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody gets paid the same, from the janitor to the president of the company. They all get paid the same.
Well, one second, though. Let's say the CEO of the company who has a doctorate degree in something, that's the same as the janitor.
Yeah. Right. They all get paid the same.
But they bring more to the table, or they have more. What?
Yeah. Well, let me explain. Okay, when you first say that, you think, well, that could create a problem. Who in the world would work for a company where everybody gets paid the same? Nobody in a regular business, or not very many that's making good money in regular business would. You have to start the molecular business from scratch. You run an ad in the paper, and if you have a decent salary, you can have all kinds of people sign up. And from those people that sign up, they will be the ones that develop into the leadership in the company. And they sign up with the understanding that everyone gets paid the same. Unlike the communist system, where everybody is forced into the sameness, people can come and go in this company anytime they want. But the only thing that is different in the pay is in the stock. Those in the more essential positions will get paid cash. Let's say the salary is $60,000 a year, for instance, for everybody. Okay? Those in the more essential positions that are accomplishing more and that are more valuable, they can get paid in stock. Everybody gets paid in stock to a certain amount. But some people can earn more stock than others. But they only turn in their stock for a couple purposes. One, if they leave the company, they can turn in their stock and cash it out. But they have to leave the company to do that. The second thing is if they want to use their stock to start another business, and that would be connected to the molecular business. So they can use this stock then if they get an idea to do something innovative and have a business of their own that's molecular. They can cash in their stock, or maybe a group of them can cash in their stock and use that money to start a new business. But everybody gets paid the same. And who determines their salary? The employees do. They get to examine the profit and loss statements and how much the company can afford, and they'll have their financial people tell them, give them the details, and then they'll vote whether or not they have a raise. Now, in good times, they can give themselves more money and more stock. In bad times, they can give themselves less money so they can be more competitive. One of the problems that our local company, Micron, has had was they've had a lot of ups and downs, and they've come almost to the point of going out of business because, they couldn't afford to pay their employees hardly at one time. But if everybody was a co-owner, and they could adjust their pay, they would go down for a while until the storm blew over, and then they'd raise their pay back up again. So this will ensure everybody is able to keep their job by going up and down in their pay. But normally they would be able to keep their pay the same unless, it wouldn't have to go down unless there was some type of collapse or something. If there was a collapse, they would be able to weather the storm by everybody taking somewhat of a hit for a period of time. Then after the problem was over, then they raised their wages back up. So you have this tremendous flexibility with wages, and you also keep a lot of money in the company because stock is used as a means of payment as well as cash. And the stock stays in the company unless the company expands through their employees expanding with another business or the employees leaving. Like I say, if the employee leaves, then he can cash in his stock, and it would be some time period before he'd be allowed to come back in, because we wouldn't want him to cash it in and then just come back the next day. That would defeat the purpose of the plan. So this keeps everything in check, and it produces an equality. So the janitor can sit down with the president of the company. They're in the same boat as far as cash flow goes, even though the manager does have a more responsible position. Now, let's say they need somebody with expertise that they can't get out of the rank and file. Normally, all the management can come out of the rank and file. People think they have to import a manager and pay him $100 million or something, and that's not really true. Managers can be developed from the bottom up. McDonald's has developed a lot of their managers from people that hired in as hamburger flippers at one time. And so some companies have done this to a degree. And this can happen with a molecular business. Everything except really skilled labor you can get by paying everybody the same in cash with bonuses and in stock to be different. And people work overtime, they can make some extra money too. Does it seem impractical that we could have a business that everybody gets paid the same in cash? Does that seem weird? Yeah, James.
And one of them is that stock is a lot of small companies don't have the capability to issue stock.
Yeah, why the molecular business would have to be a fairly large company.
Yeah.
Not large, but you know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like a ma and pa place.
And then I see somewhat of a hitch when, with the assumption that the management responsibility can be developed and promoted from within, or developed from within, because I haven't seen that in too many cases where businesses have been successful in developing management people from inside out, because typically what happens is you have the substitution possibility when other businesses are pulling those management quality people away. It's almost like if all these surrounding opportunities, the opportunity.
So you think if we did get a good manager or some other business that offer them a bunch of money,
right?
Pull them away.
Yeah,
that's a possibility.
So it's almost
unless
like
the guy was really sold on the idea.
Yeah.
Because
I see that in the businesses I help, they struggle with trying to develop management capability and expertise from grassroots up.
Now they say McDonald's have developed a lot of their managers from.
Yeah, I mean it works with a fair portion of businesses, but then there's other.
Multi-levels have developed all their managers from the ground up, so it has been done.
Yeah.
Let's say
McDonald's hires those people knowing they're going to be managers. Mm-hmm. Come in on the manager track.
Right. Yeah.
They do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard anyway that a lot of hamburger flippers turned into managers, but
that's very low level management though.
Yeah.
That's like shift manager, store manager.
Now, in like say multi-level companies, a lot of people have been very successful in them that started from the ground up and become good managers over a lot of people. And the manager is successful and he's getting pretty good money in stock, and he likes his work because he just likes the idea.
To your direction.
What's that?
You're not talking into the mic.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Good idea. Yeah.